kind of, you know, surprising that through all the couple of years that we've been looking at this project, that it's actually come of age and fruition. And couldn't be a better time. Good timing with, you know, we've engraved the 2018 Grey Cup champions on the trophy, and a lot of things went into this thinking of the trophy and what it looked like, and you know, the image. And yeah, I'm just you know, pretty overwhelmed with, you know, my input into the project and the fact the CFL was involved with it and kind of let me do what we do as cup handlers and administrators of the cup, that, you know, we kept the same shape and size. And I'm really happy about it.
And so maybe explain to our listeners, Mark, why there is a need for a new base for only the third time in the 110 years this trophy's been around.
Well, the simple answer is in the barrel that was introduced in 1987 to it only held up to 2017. We actually ran out of room, so we had to look at a project to how are we going to include the new champion, the 2018 champions, and going forward, how would we, you know, how does that cup going to look like and adapt? Now, knowing that the CFL wanted to keep the same silhouette, same image, they spent a lot of marketing money in this image of the Grey Cup. And quite frankly, it's the, you know, we've got over 3,000 names on it. And how do you preserve that? And there's, you know, there was a lot to go into it. So what we did was we took the lower plates that are on the current barrel and removed them. Cosmetic changes only. We took away the long plates. So they're all individual plates now. The exposed screws are now, there's a fastening system from inside now. It's a lot cleaner. The names are all darkened and in alphabetical order. So it was only really cosmetic changes. And the one thing is that once we get to the 2020 champion, the 1909 plate will come off the trophy, replaced with a 2020 plate. And that plate, the 1909 plate, will go to the Hall of Fame in Hamilton. But the other barrel that we still have from the 87 barrel is at the Hall of Fame permanently now in Hamilton. And we're allowed to now take that out and take it to Grey Cup. So people will see all the names again. So we're not losing any names on the trophy.
So how many more teams can go on this brand new base now?
Well, since the plates are all interchangeable, and if it's taken care of, hopefully 106 years.
Well, that's not bad then.
I'm not going to be in charge of base number 5. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, come on. You're only as old as you feel.
Yeah, that's true. But the whole idea was to make the plates interchangeable. So we're going to be engraving, and it's almost like snap and play. We'll be able to take the plate off, put the plate on. So if the trophy is well kept and everybody takes care of it, all you're doing is changing one plate per year.